Stormlake Radio previewing OABCIG boys basketball, joined by Coach Steve Brown and Coach, a couple players that produced on the squad last year return, but you have a lot of new faces that you'll see on the floor this year. So overall, what is your outlook for this year's team, and what do you see your identity being at this point?
Yeah, Devin Fritz being one of those two back is, you know, he'll be our main man to try and control the ball with. Ryan Booman just is one of those kids that's always around the ball. Defensively, like in the Jamboree tonight, drew three charges, which is just great, you know, and that's kind of the way Ryan plays, you know, and he's going to give us that. And you're right, from there on, we're pretty inexperienced. Our juniors that we have, you know, two of them wrestled their freshman year, so they've only got 1 year of experience. And then we get to our sophomore class, where obviously they just have 1 year of experience too. So we're going to be young, and it's just going to depend upon how fast we can develop kids.
What's the rotation looking like, if you can mention a few others that figure to see the most time out there for you?
Yeah, Ty Warnke's probably going to start at our point spot. Parker Clausen down the post quite a bit. Brandon Schwade's a senior that starred for us tonight on the wing. And then when we go to the bench, we're looking at, well, tonight, for example, we went with three sophomores and one junior in our first nine deep anyway. And Ryan Colpin is a junior, but he's one of them that wrestled when he was a freshman. But he gives us some size. You know, he's about 6'3 or 4. And I thought he did a nice job tonight. Landon Ray and Caden Ladwig are going to give us a lot of guard time. Landon's pretty quick. Caden has just got a knack of being around the ball. He's got a really quick release on his shot. And so those two will help out. Quentin Cranston is one of those kids that's just very athletic. He had a great year in football as a receiver. So he's got good hands. He's got good jumping ability. So he's one of those kids we can plug in just about probably anywhere but point. And we know we're going to get good things out of him.
Tonight, we're speaking at the Stormlake High School Jamboree, where you just wrapped up a 25-all tie against Alterelia, and you did a good job salvaging that deadlock with a basket off a missed free throw in the final couple seconds. Overall, how do you feel about what you saw?
I felt pretty good. You know, I was a little worried on, you know, I know they've got a lot of kids back, and they're very athletic. And I didn't know for sure how we would match up with things, but like I told the kids after, I was very happy. You know, I thought we did a good job defensively at taking away the gaps. For the most part, we did a good job of blocking out. Offensively, a couple times, you know, we just got lost and didn't jump into our next set as fast as I'd like to see us be able to transition into. But I thought we did a good job of moving the ball. I thought our spacing was good. So I saw a lot of positive things tonight for us.
Do you feel like you're going to be the same kind of grind-it-out team that you were a season ago, or how do you see that taking shape on the floor and what you're going to try and accomplish?
Yeah, I think it depends which set of kids we've got out there. You know, we've got a set that I think can get out and run, but they're pretty young, and I don't know if they can stay in control and keep their floor balance or not. But other than that, you know, we want to make sure that we're dictating the clock as much as we can.
And Western Valley Conference, you're still trying to find out what you have, of course, with your young team. But where would you like to think you can end up there when all is said and finished with?
I think you always shoot to be in that top three or four, you know, and we're probably, you know, hope with, as young as we are. A lot of it depends upon how the schedule goes and how fast those other teams develop. There's a lot of teams like us in the Western Valley. You know, Ridgeview is a perfect example. You know, they've got the Wingert boy back, just like we have the Fritz boy. They graduated a lot of kids. And they've got a lot of sophomores that are going to play, but they're pretty athletic sophomores. And in that way, you know, we match up pretty well with them. And I think there's a lot of teams in the conference that are that way.
Well, we'll be seeing you both times you meet up with Ridgeview, just to name a couple of occasions that we'll see you hitting the hardwood. And that's OABCIG boys basketball, Coach Steve Brown. Thanks very much, Coach, for the visit. And we'll look forward to chatting again soon. All the best.
Okay. Thank you very much.